Malcolm here, and welcome to the Sunday Sample for Corporate Worship Matters. And today we're talking about how to help everyone participate in corporate worship. This is part one of a mini-series, and this is the Sunday Sample, episode 35. If, like me, you have the privilege of leading corporate worship, you have a desire that everybody would participate. And sometimes as we lead worship, whatever we're doing up the front, we can see people not really part of it, not really with it. And we wonder. We wonder whether it's something going on in their hearts or their minds, something spiritual. Perhaps they don't like the music. Perhaps we get sometimes overly self-critical. Oh, I'm doing a bad job. Sometimes we get critical of them, not knowing their full circumstances. What can we do? How can we help, as best as we can, everyone there to participate in the corporate worship that we're leading? So it's an important topic and it's multifaceted. So rather than do one episode with too much crammed into it, I'm going to do a mini series on this based in part on some insights from this book, Participating in Worship, History, Theory and Practice by Craig Douglas Erickson, a thought-provoking book written a good few years ago now, but some interesting stuff in it, and I'll explain why in just a minute. So the first thing we're going to talk about this week is whether we really are being fair to the congregation given their capabilities. If you're going to help more and more, a higher and higher proportion of your congregation participate in corporate worship, you need to assess their capabilities. Have you done an audit on the worshiping capabilities of your congregation? This is so important. Let me read for you from this book by Erickson. He relates one of his own experiences in this area. He says this is page 7 of the edition of the book I have. I once gently scolded a rural congregation because their singing, in my opinion, lacked exuberance. I issued a challenge to their lung power. See that chip of loose paint dangling up there on the ceiling? I want you to stand and sing this hymn so that it will come down. The members of the congregation rose to the occasion and sang as lustily as they could, to no avail. Not only did the paint flake not even quiver, but the sound level did not go up one decibel. Reflecting on this, I realized that they were not the problem at all. The sanctuary had thick wall-to-wall carpeting. There was a large velvet curtain around the reredos behind the altar table. There were lush curtains on the side windows. There was padding on every pew. And because it was winter, virtually everyone was wearing wool, a sound-absorbent fabric. Their best attempts at active participation were being thwarted by the acoustic of their worship place. Incidentally, while I couldn't do much for their singing, I did manage to get the sanctuary repainted. I rather like that. Now, have you tried that, urging your congregation to greater heights of volume or exuberance and found it not working? Maybe it's not them. Maybe it's the circumstances, the acoustic, the building, the room, or other things that are going on. Maybe it's really hot that day, or maybe it's very stuffy, or maybe it's very cold, or maybe there's been a tragedy in the news and everybody's distracted. I think the thing is, we need to do two kinds of assessment. One is the assessment on the day. Sometimes just on the day there's something going on. But the other is a more general corporate assessment of the capabilities of the congregation. And some of that will be to do with the gifts in the congregation, the ability to sing and that kind of thing. And some might be to do with the gifts of the worship team, our own abilities. And some of it might be to do with the history of the congregation. Let me give you an example. I've been blessed to be part of the Thames Valley Churches of Christ for the last 4 years or so now. And I love being there and helping with the corporate worship. When I first came down, I wasn't sure of the capabilities. And part of my remit was to encourage and develop the corporate worship capabilities of the congregation. But before wading in there with let's do this and that and sing this and that and all these things in different parts, I realized I must first assess the capabilities. And so as I began to teach some songs, some new songs, I didn't pick complicated ones. I picked simple choruses, usually with one repeated verse or a verse and a refrain. We did things like the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases with simply two parts, a man's part and a women's part, not three part, not four part harmony. The congregation, I discovered at that point, didn't have faith in themselves that they could sing more complex songs. It wasn't something I think that they consciously thought about. It's just something that had been absorbed over a period of time. It's not that the congregation sang terribly, it's just that they didn't have confidence and faith in themselves. And so we started with the simple, and since then we've moved on to more complex songs. And well, that time doesn't, I don't have time to tell of all the things we've done since then, but the members of the congregation and the worship teams there, I'm sure, will agree that we have developed and progressed the complexity as the congregation have grown in their confidence. Assess your congregation. What are they capable of? Are you being fair to their capabilities? If not, you're always going to be finding it hard to have the majority or the vast majority of the congregation actively participating in corporate worship. So let me ask you a question. What do you think is the key to getting the majority of people actively participating in corporate worship? Have you done your own assessment of your congregation? Perhaps you could share some reflections if you do this. And when you do this, and if you could leave a comment in the comment box below, just below, that would be fantastic, because then we can learn from each other, and we learn best when we learn in community. Thank you so much for the comments. And if you could do me a favor, please pass the link to this recording on to one other person who might benefit. And click, if you're watching the YouTube recording of this, click the like button to increase the show's visibility, and hit the subscribe button so that you will receive notifications the next time we put up a recording. So here we are in part one of how to help everyone participate in corporate worship. Assess the capabilities of your congregation. What do you think of this idea? Leave me a note. I'd love to hear it. Until we see each other again, may we worship the Lord with gladness, as it says in Psalm 100 verse 2, come before him with joyful songs. Take care and God bless.